Well, just on those NAB resignations, Josh Frydenberg says he had nothing to do with them. But opposition leader Bill Shorten has weighed in. He's put out a statement saying Australians who've been victims of banking industry misconduct, these resignations will be little comfort. He says voters don't want to, quote, just see a couple of bankers kiss goodbye with golden handshakes. They want real change to cut the rot out of our banks. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
So the exit of Ken Henry and Andrew Thorburn, that's the big news out of the Royal Commission at the moment. A big fall from grace for Ken Henry, isn't it? He was a head of Treasury. He was the man given much of the credit for steering Australia through the GFC and devising that strategy, go hard, go early, go households.
He was a very distinguished public servant. He served both sides of politics, and I think that he really would not want to be exiting the bank in these circumstances. Of course, he was under a lot of criticism for his performance before the Royal Commission. It was seen as being arrogant and not recognising and acknowledging the problems well enough, or the need for solutions, and saying it would all take a long time to get cultural change. We saw a very different Ken Henry last night on the 7:30 report. As you mentioned, he was very contrite, but I think that the exit of both these people was really inevitable after that very scathing criticism in the report.
Michelle, what's your view on Labor's push for an extra two sitting weeks in March? The Parliament's only sitting for 2 weeks and then budget week before an election. There's plenty of room where they could come back and do more work. The Treasurer says, well, that's, you know, doesn't make any sense because the drafting will take too long.
Of course, it looks superficially attractive, and it's a way of putting the government on the spot. But I do think that in this case, the government has a perfectly reasonable case that these recommendations are, in many cases, requiring complex drafting. Presumably, a number of them need to be considered together. Mm. And I think that it's better to wait until after the election, and we obviously have both sides committed to the general implementation, although both have left themselves quite a bit of wriggle room, frankly.
Sure.
But I think it's a reasonable case to leave it.
Michelle, the government is going for broke, trying to kill off the so-called Phelps Bill before Parliament's back next week. It's the amendments to the medical transfers legislation for people on Manus and Nauru. The government's really ramped up the rhetoric about national security. Labor supported that bill at the end of last year, but there are some signs, aren't there, that Bill Shorten might go for a compromise, and Karen Phelps is calling on Labor not to, quote, cave in. Will Labor support it?
It's a very delicate issue always for Labor, the whole question of refugees, asylum seekers, offshore processing. But I think Labor is, in this case, particularly caught. On the one hand, it wants to embarrass the government, and it would be a big embarrassment if this bill gets through. On the other hand, it would like to find some middle course where it's not necessarily opening itself to criticism. So we'll see how it works out, but certainly it's going down to the wire.
Okay. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
A big week in Parliament next week. Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University. And if you want to hear more about the politics of the week and the politics of now, don't forget the Party Room podcast with Patricia Karvelas, myself. Chris Uhlman is our guest this week. It's there now, wherever you get your podcasts. It's 7 minutes to 8.